Now, less than 4 weeks into the ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that his country will resume intense fighting if Hamas does not return hostages by Saturday afternoon. He was responding to the announcement by Hamas that it would not free any more hostages after accusing Israel of violating the terms of the ceasefire. US President Donald Trump said he would let hell break out if Israeli hostages were not freed by the weekend. And yesterday, he reiterated his plans for the Gaza Strip to move out residents and transform the territory into what he billed a Riviera of the Middle East. To discuss this and the risks to the ceasefire, we're joined now by Alistair Bunkle, the Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Good morning, Alistair. Thanks very much for joining us. This is a fragile ceasefire and a lot of concerns now that it could be in tatters by the weekend.
It's been a fragile ceasefire from the start. It got off to a rocky start. It was delayed even in its birth, because there was a disagreement with Hamas, and there have been bumps along the road ever since. But those bumps have been smoothed out by the mediators, which some people felt created a degree of confidence that issues could be resolved. But this issue is definitely the biggest risk to the ceasefire so far. Hamas have laid down an ultimatum to Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu's not blinked, and he's raised the stakes.
And the threats from President Donald Trump followed by this ultimatum, what has the response then been from Hamas in the latest response?
Well, Hamas have not yet responded to what Netanyahu had to say last night. Netanyahu met with his security cabinet and they decided that if the hostages were not released by Saturday, then the fighting would resume and the IDF had been put on high alert. Now, I should say, it's quite confusing, the message that came out of the Israeli government last night. And I think it was deliberately confusing. Different officials were briefing different things. One was saying all of the hostages should be released on Saturday, as per what Donald Trump said. Another said, no, just the three that are supposed to be released on Saturday, that is sufficient to keep the ceasefire intact. And another said, well, nine of the living should be released on Saturday. I think this is deliberate obfuscation, because I think the Netanyahu government doesn't want to be seen to be defying Donald Trump, for example, who called for all of the hostages to be released. But I think the Israeli government wants to hang on to this ceasefire and so therefore doesn't want to demand something that is unachievable.
And for Israel, time is of the essence to get those remaining hostages home. In Gaza then, some descriptions we're hearing from people there showing just how devastating life is, even with the ceasefire. It helps with safety, but conditions there are still appalling.
So on the hostages first, yeah, we saw the pictures of the three hostages released over the weekend looking emaciated, really gaunt, unwell. And there is a real concern in Israel that future hostages will be in equally bad, if not worse, condition. And there's anger in Israel. And some of that anger is directed at Benjamin Netanyahu. And I would not be surprised if Hamas, they've shown themselves to be aware of what was going on in domestic Israeli politics before. I wouldn't be surprised if Hamas is trying to capitalize on those divisions within Israel. On the conditions in Gaza, much better than they were before the ceasefire. Humanitarian aid is getting in, but still dire in many respects. They're still mostly living in flimsy shelters during stormy weather. Food is getting in, but not yet enough, and most of Gaza is flattened.
Okay, Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Thank you for joining us.